由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you have joined us again.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，好高兴你能够收听我们这个节目《天路导向》。
It is always a desire of our hearts that this program will bring a blessing to you and yours.
我们一路呢都好希望这个节目能够为你带来一些的祝福。
And we have been looking together at how we can conquer fear and have freedom from fear.
最近我们一路在探讨呢，就是怎样去战胜恐惧，能够得到无惧的自由。
And in the last broadcast, we learned about the first step that Thomas had to take to be liberated from fear.
在上集节目里面，我们学过多马脱离恐惧的第一步。
Do you remember what it is?
你记不记得是什么呢？
He had to accept the invitation that Jesus Christ gave him.
就是他一定要接受耶稣基督的邀请。
And today we're going to look at the second step.
那今天呢，我们就要来看看第二步了。
And the second step was for Thomas to see how his fears of doom and gloom were baseless.
就是呢，多马呢，要学的第二步呢，就是要明白他对暗淡前景的恐惧呢，实在是没什么道理的。
They were groundless.
这种的恐惧是完全没有根据的。
They were unnecessary.
是没有必要的。
And they were untrue.
而且也是不真实的。
Let me review with you again by looking at John chapter 11.
让我们来复习一下，看看约翰福音的十一章。
Jesus was in the north, in the Galilee area.
耶稣呢，当时在北方，在加利利地区。
In this area, there was a revival and people were responding to Jesus' ministry.
这个地方的民众呢，正是经历着灵性的复兴，很多人都回应耶稣的呼召。
There was acceptance of Jesus and his disciples.
耶稣和他的门徒受到群众的爱戴。
It was great.
实在是非常之好的，当时的情况。
Most of the opposition to the Lord Jesus came from the religious leaders, and they lived in around Jerusalem in the south.
大多数反对主耶稣的力量呢，是来自那些居住在南方耶路撒冷附近的宗教领袖。
So Jesus had great success in the Galilee area in the north.
所以可以说耶稣在北方加利利地区呢，是得到显著的成功的。
And the disciples were so happy.
啲门徒呢都好开心。
They never wanted to go back to the south again.
他们不想再回去南方那里了。
But they did not realize that Jesus has to go to the cross.
但是他们没有意识到耶稣是一定要上十字架的。
And the cross was in Jerusalem, right there in the south.
而十字架就在耶路撒冷，就是在南方的。
In the midst of this ministry, Jesus received the news about Lazarus' death.
当耶稣正在传道的时候，他就接到拉撒路的死讯。
Jesus loved Lazarus and his two sisters Mary and Martha.
耶稣好爱拉撒路同埋咧佢两个嘅姐姐马大同埋玛利亚，佢哋咧都系耶稣嘅好朋友嚟嘅。
But there was one problem beyond the bad news of Lazarus' death.
但系除咗拉撒路嘅死讯呢个坏消息之外咧，仲有另一个问题。
Lazarus lived in Bethany.
拉撒路住喺伯大尼。
Bethany is near Jerusalem.
伯大尼呢，就位于呢耶路撒冷的附近的。
Jerusalem was where the opposition to Jesus was in its fiercest.
而耶路撒冷呢，就是反对耶稣最激烈的地方。
This was a dilemma.
这个呢，可以说是一个进退两难的局面了。
If they went to Bethany,
如果他们去伯大尼的话，
Trouble could really escalate and the ministry would be over.
咁麻烦呢就会更加严重， 传道嘅事工呢亦都会系被终结㗎啦。
They wanted to kill Jesus and his disciples.
因为嗰班人呢系好想杀死耶稣同佢嘅门徒嘅。
Now I want you to imagine fearful Thomas when he heard Jesus to be saying, "We are going to Bethany."
嗱，而家咧，我想请你去想象一下嗰个细胆嘅多马，当佢听见耶稣话我哋要去伯大尼
，Fear took over Thomas.
恐惧咧系完全主宰咗多马啦。
If you have a Bible, look at John 11:8.
如果你有一本圣经，请你咧系翻开约翰福音嘅十一章第八节咧。
Even the less fearful disciples said to Jesus，
即使系嗰啲唔系太恐惧嘅门徒咧，都对耶稣咁样讲
：Lord， the Jews wanted to stone you， and you are going back there？
佢话拉比犹太人要嚟去攞石头打你，你仲去嗰度
？What they were really saying is this。
他们实际上其实想讲的是
You are not going to take us there.
你不要带我们去那里了。
They were only worried about themselves.
他们其实呢是只是为自己担心的。
But poor old Thomas, he heard that news and he got very agitated.
但是可怜的老多马呢他听见这个消息之后呢就非常之不安了。
All of his irrational fears began to possess him from head to toe.
佢嗰啲唔合理性嘅恐惧咧，就将佢从头到脚彻底咁样控制住啦。
Thomas heard the news that Lazarus was dead and that they were going back to the eye of the storm, and he became fear-stricken.
多马听讲咧，拉撒路死咗啦。而呢班嘅人，包括咗耶稣嘅门徒啦，耶稣自己啦，竟然话要翻到去呢个暴风嘅中心嗰度，佢实在咧系好惊嘅。
Not only that，
唔单止系咁
，but his fear gave way to discouragement。
佢嘅恐惧亦都咧令到佢好气馁
，and to an emotional depression，
令到佢咧系陷入咗情绪嘅低谷里边。
And this is how he reasoned this thing out.
於是呢，佢就揾理由，揾藉口啦。
Listen and see if you can identify with Thomas.
請你聽一聽，你係咪同意多馬嘅諗法呢？
Because fear is irrational, therefore it twists the facts.
嗱，由於恐懼係唔合理性嘅，咁所以呢，事實呢，就往往會被扭曲啦。
Fact number one.
第一个的事实就是
Lazarus is dead.
拉撒路已经死了。
Fact number two.
第二个的事实是
We are going back to Bethany, which is our enemy's territory.
我们要回到伯大尼那里，那里是敌人的势力范围来的。
Conclusion.
那个结论是什么呢？
We are as good as dead.
结论就是说我们是去送死的。
Listen to what Thomas said to Jesus in 11:16 of the Gospel of John.
请你听一听多马和耶稣所讲的在约翰福音11章16节。
Thomas called the twin, said to his fellow disciples,
多马又称为低土马，就对那同作门徒的说，
Let's go that we may die.With him.
我们也去和他同死吧。
My dear friend, I want to ask you a very important question.
亲爱的朋友，我好想是问你一个很重要的问题。
How many times have you allowed your fears to allow you to jump to such erroneous and ridiculous conclusions?
有多少次你因为自己的恐惧就妄下一个这样错误而又可笑的结论呢？
How many times have you permitted your fears to walk you straight into emotional depression?
有几多次你因为恐惧而陷入情绪嘅低潮呢？
Poor old Thomas.
唉，多马实在系好可怜啊。
He was probably saying to himself.
佢好可能对自己讲
：Oh boy, I knew it.
唉，天啊，我早就知道。
I knew it was just too good to be true.
我早就知道呢个世界冇咁好嘅事嘅。
A Messiah who's going to deliver us.
点会有一个救世主要嚟去拯救我哋噶？
And I believed that.
而我居然相信呢一个讲法。
We are as good as dead.
我哋而家唔系就去送死咩
？Oh man, I had bad feelings about this whole thing.
唉，天啊，我一早就已经有预感噶啦。
And I tried to imagine Thomas standing there in front of the crowd when Jesus got Lazarus out of the tomb.
而我咧就喺度想象，当耶稣叫拉撒路从坟墓里边走出嚟嘅时候咧，多马系企喺人群之中，企喺人群嘅面前嘅。
The Bible said Jesus wept.
圣经话耶稣哭了。
When he saw Jesus weeping, I can imagine how his fears really got the best of him.
当佢睇见耶稣喊嘅时候咧，我可以想象。多马嘅恐惧咧，系点样完全嘅占据咗佢嘅心房咧
？He probably thought, "Oh, if he is crying, he must know something that I don't know."
多马当时好可能喺度谂咧，唉，弊啦，耶稣都喊，表示佢一定知道一啲我都唔知嘅嘢啦。
Oh, this must be the end.
唉，咁今次真系玩完啦。
And then Jesus asked the people to remove the stone.
咁然之后咧，耶稣就叫啲人去挪开嗰个嘅石头。
And he called Lazarus with a loud voice, "Come out of the grave!"
佢就喺嗰个嘅坟墓嗰度咧，大声咁样嗌，话拉撒路出嚟。
And Lazarus came out of the grave.
拉撒路就从坟墓里边咧走出嚟啦。
And there's Thomas standing there, seeing with his own eyes a dead man walking.
多马就企喺嗰度，亲眼睇住一个死人行出嚟。
And his fears began to deflate like a pin-pricked balloon.
佢嘅恐惧咧就慢慢嘅消减，就好似咧一个咧系被放咗气，甚至系被笃穿咗嘅气球一样，慢慢咧啲气开始走啦。
And said to himself, "I fell for it again."
佢咧就自言自语咁讲话：，哎呀，我又搞错啦。
But raising Lazarus from the dead was only the second step in Thomas's learning to live a fear-free life.
但系拉撒路复活咧，只系多马学习过一个无惧生活嘅第二步嚟嘅啫。
There is a third stage.
仲有第三个步骤嘅。
And it is found in John chapter 14.
呢个第三步骤咧，就系喺约翰福音嘅14章。
Jesus was telling his disciples that he was about to go to the cross.
耶稣同佢班门徒讲，佢要上十字架。
He had been trying to tell them this for 3.5 years.
喺呢三年半嚟，就系佢同门徒相处嘅呢三年半里边咧，佢一路都好想话俾佢哋听呢件事嘅。
But they were not listening.
但系佢班门徒咧就冇留心嘅去听。
Now he's trying to tell them the facts that he would be crucified and die.
嗱，而家咧，耶稣就话俾佢哋听，佢将会咧系被钉死嘅事实啦。
But they should not be fearful.
佢仲要咧系让佢哋知道，佢哋咧系唔需要害怕嘅。
They should not be afraid because he will rise again.
佢哋唔需要害怕，因为耶稣将会复活。
That he is going to meet them again.
佢会同佢班门徒佢哋咧系再次嘅见面。
However, all that Thomas can think about is the crucifixion.
但系多马一心一意所谂到嘅就只有十字架。
At that point, Thomas began to panic.
咁喺呢个时候咧，多马就开始慌张啦。
He immediately interrupted the Lord Jesus and said.
佢就即刻打断主耶稣嘅说话，就话啦
：，We don't know the way。
我哋唔知道嗰条路。
If we can't see you, how can we meet you there？
如果我哋见你唔到，咁点能够同你相遇呢？
And Jesus takes this opportunity and takes Thomas another step further into the joy of a fear-free life.
耶稣就藉住呢个机会带多马向住喜乐无惧嘅生命咧，系再迈进一步啦。
How?
咁佢系点样做嘅咧？
By saying the following to him.
佢就对多马讲啦。
I am the way, the truth, and the life, Thomas.
他说，多马，我就是道路、真理、生命。
No one comes to the Father but by me.
他说，若不藉着我，没有人能到父那里去。
What was Jesus saying to Thomas?
耶稣对多马讲了什么呢？
What is Jesus saying to you today?
今天耶稣又对你讲什么呢？
There is only one way to heaven.
只有一条路能够通往天堂。
There is no shortcut.
是没有捷径的。
There is no second way.
没有第二条路的。
There is only one way to be saved from eternal judgment and hell.
只有一条路能够让你免除地狱永恒的刑罚。
And it is by coming to God the Father through Jesus the Son.
就是通过圣子耶稣基督去到圣父那里。
There is only one way to escape from the natural judgment that is coming upon the world.
只有一条路能够让你是逃脱开那个将要来到的末世的审判。
And that is repentance and acceptance of Jesus' death upon the cross that it was for you.
就是呢，要去悔改，去接受主耶稣在十字架上面为你而死的救恩。
There's only one way.
只有一条路呢，是通往天堂的。
It isn't how good you are.
能不能够走这条路呢，并不是取决于你有几良善。
Or how kind you are.
亦都不在于你是有几仁慈。
Or how generous you are.
又或者你是有几慷慨，
or how moral and upright you are，
又或者你是有几正直，几有道德。
It is not how good you feel about yourself，
亦都不是在于你觉得自己有几好。
It is not what church you belong to，
不是在于你属于哪间教会。
It is not how good you are perceived by people in society。
或者是你周围的人对你有几好的评价。
No, none of this will help you.
全部都不是，以上任何一点都帮你不到的。
It is only by coming to God the Father acknowledging that you have nothing and can do nothing to earn your salvation.
只有是来到天父的面前，承认自己一无所有，亦都不能够通过任何的作为来去赚取救恩。
Jesus said,
主耶稣说，
I am the way.
他说，我就是道路。
By coming to God the Father, acknowledging that only through Jesus' death and resurrection can you be accepted by Him.
只有是来到天父的面前去承认，唯有通过耶稣的死和耶稣的复活，你才可以是被天父接受的。
Only that way can you escape God's judgment.
只有这条路才能够是让你是避过神的审判。
But then there was a final step that turned the tide and gave Thomas a true and complete triumph over his fears and pessimism.
但是还有最后一个的步骤，是能够终于彻底地扭转形势，让多马能够克服恐惧和悲观，得到真实而完全的胜利。
Let's look at it.
让我们来看一看。
When Thomas finally saw Jesus crucified on the cross,
当多马最后看见耶稣被钉死在十字架上面，
and then he was dead and buried,
他不单止死了，而且也被埋葬了，
you can only imagine that his fears took complete control of him.
你可以想象到当时多马是完全被恐惧控制着的。
Even though he had been taking some small steps to overcome and defeat fear,
虽然佢已经系走过几个嘅步骤嚟去克服并且打败恐惧啦。
Even though he had been taking small steps to trust in God and His promises,
虽然佢已经走过几个嘅步骤嚟去信靠神同埋佢嘅应许啦。
Now all that Thomas could imagine was Jesus is dead.
但系而家多马所能够谂到嘅就系耶稣已经死咗啦。
Fear began to penetrate his deepest emotions.
恐惧开始渗透入佢最深层嘅情感里边啦。
Thomas's fears were allowed to run rampant in his life.
多马让恐惧蔓延到佢整个嘅生命里边。
Whenever you allow fear to run rampant in your life, you will get depressed.
每当你是容许恐惧蔓延在你的生命里面，你就会是消沉，会是沮丧的。
And you won't want to get out of bed in the morning.
你上午呢，都不想是起身的。
When you allow fear to run rampant in your life,
当你是放任恐惧是蔓延在你的生命当中的时候呢，
You won't want to see anyone.
你就不想见任何人的了。
Or talk to anyone.
又或者呢，是跟任何人呢，讲说话。
When all other disciples were gathered together commiserating with each other,
当其他的门徒是聚集在一起，彼此安慰，彼此扶持的时候呢，
Depressed Thomas was missing.
沮丧的多马当时呢，是并不在场的。
He was alone, being oppressed by the demon called fear.
他当时是单独自己一个人，让恐惧这个恶魔来去制服他。
When the resurrected Christ came to the disciples that first day of the week, Thomas was not there.
在七日里面的第一日，复活的主耶稣来到门徒当中，多马却仍然是不在场的。
Thomas was away, trying to check out of this world.
多马他不在场，他试图逃避这个世界。
Even when the other disciples told him that they saw the Lord and that the Lord is risen, Thomas's fear put him in a mode of total distrust.
甚至当其他门徒告诉他，他们见到主，主耶稣已经复活了，多马的恐惧令到他完全不相信。
He refused to believe the good news.
他拒绝去相信这个好消息。
Oh, but watch how Jesus dealt with him.
但是让我们来看看耶稣是怎样去带领他的。
Lovingly, Jesus appeared to him.
耶稣很慈爱地向多马显现。
Don't you just get overwhelmed by the love and the compassion of the Lord Jesus?
你有没有曾经被主耶稣的爱和怜悯所摄服呢？
I do.
我就有了。
I get overwhelmed by his grace.
我被主耶稣的恩典呢，是摄服了。
Lovingly Jesus appeared to Thomas and gently took him through this one last and final stage to freedom from fear.
耶稣好亲切地在多马面前显现，好温柔地带领他走完最后一个驱除恐惧的步骤。
Jesus gently told him,
耶稣很柔和地去告诉他，
Touch the marks of the nails in my hands and feet.
你摸下我手掌和脚掌的钉痕啊。
It's me, Thomas.
真是我来的，多马。
And at that point, Thomas cried out.
就在那一刻，多马大声喊叫啊。
That means he yelled out.
亦即是说呢，他大声很高声地去喊叫啊。
My Lord and my God.
他说我的主，我的神。
Thomas saw the raising of Lazarus from the dead.
多马曾经见过拉撒路从死里面复活。
But that did not take away his fears.
但是这个的神迹呢，没有除去他的恐惧。
Thomas saw the raising of the son of the widow of Nain from the dead.
多马见过拿恩城寡妇的仔从死里复活。
But that did not eliminate his fears.
但是这个的神迹呢，亦都没有除去他的恐惧。
Thomas saw Jesus raising the daughter of Jairus from the dead.
多马曾经见过耶稣拯救挨老嘅女从死里复活。
But that did not relieve his fears.
但系呢个神迹亦都冇减轻多马嘅恐惧。
However,
但系
seeing the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ gave him the ultimate victory over the fear which had haunted him all of his life.
见到复活嘅主耶稣基督俾咗多马最终嘅胜利，使佢胜过嗰啲折磨咗佢一世嘅恐惧。
And the cry of confession was, "My Lord and my God."
当佢大声咁样喊叫话，我的主，我的神。
This was a cry of deliverance from that fear.
呢个系一个脱离恐惧嘅呼喊。
Later on, Thomas died a martyr's death in the country of India.
后来多马喺印度殉道而死。
Because of his victory over fear,
就系因为佢胜过咗恐惧。
And having the courage that the Lord Jesus Christ gave him,
具备咗耶稣赐俾佢嘅勇气。
Thomas touched that entire nation and impacted India for Christ.
多马为咗耶稣基督，触动印度整个嘅国家，产生咗巨大嘅影响。
His impact is still felt today, hundreds of years later, in the life of the Church of Martoma.
数百年之后嘅今日，啲人呢仲能够喺马特马教会感受到多马嘅影响。
Far from the pagan European concept of the gods who want you miserable.
同嗰啲相信异教嘅欧洲人完全唔同，呢班人呢，佢哋系相信神灵呢系要降祸俾人嘅。
Thus causing you to have to knock on wood to get rid of the gods，
就令到你呢唔可以唔敲啲木头去赶走嗰啲鬼神。
These gods are nothing but demon spirits that they want you to be miserable。
呢啲嘅神灵无非都系魔鬼撒旦嘅邪灵，无非呢都系要带俾你痛苦嘅。
In contrast to them, our Lord Jesus Christ wants us joyful.
相反，我哋嘅主耶稣基督咧，系希望你快乐嘅。
Free and victorious over fear.
希望你咧系能够有胜过恐惧嘅自由嘅。
Does that mean that fear will not come knocking on your door?
咁系咪意味恐惧唔会再敲你道门呢
？No.
唔系咁讲嘅。
That's not what I'm saying.
呢个唔系我嘅意思。
I am saying that God can give you the power and the victory so that whenever fear comes your way, you'll be able to have victory over it.
我嘅意思系神会赐能力俾你战胜恐惧，所以每当恐惧再次出现嘅时候，你就能够胜过佢啦。
If you are a person whose past, whatever it may be, is being used by the spirit of fear to try to make you live a fearful life,
如果在过去你曾经被恐惧的灵是藉着各样的事物来去折磨你，使你生活在恐惧之中。
You can be delivered like Thomas when you cried saying, "My Lord and my God."
你就可以呢是得到释放，就好像多马一样在这里大声呼喊说，我的主，我的神。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你，我哋下次节目时间再见。